Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the independent supreme personality of Godhead, is greatly magnanimous. Unless one worships Him, one can never be liberated. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur here remarks that one should not give up the worship of Radha Krishna to worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By worshipping either Radha Krishna or Lord Chaitanya alone, one cannot become advanced. One should not try to supersede the instructions of the six Goswamis, for they are acharyas and very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur sings, Rupa Raghunatha Paide Habe Akuti Kabe Haba Bujaba Se Jugala Piriti. One must be a submissive student of the six Goswamis, from Srila Rupa Goswami to Raghunath Das Goswami, not following their instructions, but imagining how to worship Gaurasundar and Radha Krishna is a great offense, as a result of which one clears a path to hell. If one neglects the instructions of the six Goswamis and yet becomes a so-called devotee of Radha Krishna, he merely criticizes the real devotees of Radha Krishna. As a result of speculation, he considers Gaurasundar to be an ordinary devotee and therefore cannot make progress in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha Krishna. Svatantra Ishvar Prabhu Atyanta Udar Tandrena Bajile Kabu Nahayanistar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the independent Supreme Personality Godhead, is greatly magnanimous. Unless one worships Him, one can never become liberated. Om Ajnanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadhati Svapadantikam Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasari Ghor Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripadamaham Vande Sri Guru Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasundubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is the topmost literature. This is the postgraduate study of the Vaishnava tradition. You can see here in this verse, it is beautifully composed and it is full of succinct wisdom. True eloquence is truth spoken concisely. You see these sutras, these short verses are very pregnant with a lot of wisdom and a lot of meaning. So here it is stated that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the independent supreme personality of Godhead. The Lord is always independent. He's not dependent on any customs, on any rules or laws, because God is omnipotent. He is above all the mundane laws and rules of this world. And what is His special characteristics? What is His special characteristic is that He is greatly magnanimous. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishe Namaha. Mahaprabhu has been glorified as being greatly magnanimous. How can we perceive the magnanimity, this greatness of Mahaprabhu? So many people call themselves Maha something, or Prabhu something. But there is only one Mahaprabhu, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring South India, he was in a place called Kurmakshetra, a very special place, where he took darshan of the Lord in His form as Kurmadev. You can still go there today, and the Lord is covered with a lot of chandan. You can only see the legs and the head sticking out. But it's a big pile of chandan. And on special occasions, you will see the deities. So Mahaprabhu went there, and he took darshan of Kurmadev. And after some time, after some days, he left that place. There was one person, his name is Vasudev, he was a leper, and he had heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most magnanimous of all incarnations, was residing in that place of Sri Kurmakshetra. So, as he heard, he went to that place by foot, by walking. But as he reached, Mahaprabhu had already left for quite a few days. So, as he heard the news that Mahaprabhu had left, he became very distraught. He became very dejected and he started crying and lamenting his misfortune. Because he was so close to having the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this most merciful avatar, and he missed his chance. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the super soul, the Lord within the heart of every living entity, he knew that his devotee had come. So what did he do? Even though he already had walked for a few days, he returned to that place, Kurmakshetra, just to give darshan to Vasudev, the leper. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, Vasudev offered his prostrated obeisances. He went there and he embraced him. Even though his body was full with pus and with all kinds of deformities, not a very nice sight, not a very nice smell, but the Lord mercifully embraced him and took him in his loving arms. Upon which Vasudev was cured from leprosy and he had a beautiful, young and effulgent body. And Vasudev, in a very in a very humble mood, he asked Lord Chaitanya, please do not make me proud. It is very dangerous to have this type of youthful and beautiful body. Please grant me the benediction that I will always be the humble servant of your servant, and I will be able to chant your holy names with great love and affection. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu granted him this benediction. So the Lord is in the heart of every living entity, and he is reciprocating with every devotee according to the desire that the devotee has. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his supremely beautiful form on the throne of Srivas, the throne of Vishnu, the Mahaprakash, he was showing each and every devotee that Ishtadev, that worshipful Lord, that they were worshipping and cherishing in their heart of hearts. Just like Murari Gupta, who was a physician, he is a devotee of Lord Ramachandra. So, when he came and he approached Mahaprabhu and offered prayers, he saw Sita Ram and Lakshman right there on the throne. And then he looked down and he saw that he had a tail. He had become Hanuman. So, the Lord reciprocates. The Lord is responsive. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada writes that the Lord is responsive, which means He's the supreme person. When you're dealing with a person, we want that person to be responsive, right? Like you say, can you repeat after me? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because I'm a person, so I'm asking you, you're a person, to be responsive. You can respond to what? To the desire that I have to please chant this name. Mahaprabhu has asked everybody. In fact, he has ordered every woman, man, woman and child to take the holy name of Krishna and to please distribute it, to share it with everybody. That is His great magnanimity. That is his great gift, his great contribution. The Acharyas have asked us to strictly follow the easy path. And now this seems like a contradiction. How can you strictly follow an easy path? It seems like a conundrum. It's a little puzzling to the mind, isn't it? Why do you have to strictly follow the easy path? If the path is easy, right, then it's easy to go that path. So why do you have to strictly follow the easy path? Because even on the royal road, there is every danger of accident. Just like when you ride a bicycle, where do you look? In front. Just in front? Where do you look when you ride a bicycle? Huh? And the other 10%? Side. Now you also have to look down, because otherwise you're in trouble. Of course, if you're riding a bicycle in India, you have to look 360 degrees, because it can hit you from anywhere. Danger can come at any time and wipe you out, so you have to be careful. So even though you may be on the German Autobahn, on the highway, it is a 6-lane highway, 3 ways each side, you still have to be careful, because there is every danger of an accident. So bhakti is the easy path, but we have to strictly follow it. And that strictness takes a little bit of difficulty, because we have to conscientiously desist from diversions, from deviations. And that is sometimes a little difficult, because the tendency in this age of Kali is that we are using our creativity not to follow the path and apply ourselves to the path, but to try to come up with new paths and with new variations. Just like when Srila Prabhupada was here in England, he asked John Lennon and Yoko Ono, so who are you following? Which path are you following? They said, we're not following anybody. In fact, we are inventors. We are coming up with a new path, and people are following us. So in the same way in bhakti, the same tendency is there, that the conditioned soul wants to be an innovator. And thus, they're concocting and creating deviations. Shruti smriti puranadi pancharatrikam vidim vina ekantikarir bhaktir upataya iva kalpate. If we become innovators, what happens is we will simply create disturbance in society. If we do not follow the easy path that is given in the Shrutis, the Smritis, the Puranas, and especially following the path that is chalked out by our previous Acharyas. Rupa Raghunatha Hoibe Akuti, Kabahabe Bhujaba, Sei Jugala Biriti. To follow the path that has been given to us by our Acharyas is very important. Now, how do we know what the path of the Acharyas is? We have to study their lives. We have to study their teachings. Like Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita, he stated, Utsaha nishchayat daryat, tatat karma pravartanat, sangotyaga satovrite, saddir bhaktir prasidati. Prasidati. Bhakti is magnified or increased by these 6 qualities. What is it? Utsaha. Enthusiasm. To be enthusiastic. Now we may not feel enthusiastic. We may feel, oh, my body is giving me pain and is stiff, and it might not be the most melodious of all kirtan performances. But to be enthusiastic is a very important quality for a devotee. Just like one time, Hanuman, he saw Sita Devi applying sindur. And he asked her, oh, what is this? And she said, this is very auspicious, this is very pleasing to Lord Ram. So then he went and he took bath in sindur. And he came all full of color. Jai Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai Sri Sri Gorita Ki Jai. And then they asked, what is this? And he said, this will be very pleasing to Lord Ram. This will be very auspicious. Why? Because he's so enthusiastic. A devotee is not mediocre. A devotee is not a minimalist. No. Under promise, over fulfilled. In the material world, everything's the other way around. There has to be always a disclaimer. You have to always read the fine print. That, you know, in case of unforeseen circumstances and higher powers and interference and whatnot, we cannot fulfill our obligation to you. So, but a devotee is always enthusiastic to fulfill not only the promise, but to know the desire of the Lord. So it's like Srila Prabhupada, once he mentioned that, I want to distribute Krishna consciousness everywhere at once. That's a pretty big desire. And I think that there is a place for each and every one of us to take part in this desire of Srila Prabhupada. To spread the holy name of Krishna everywhere at once. Shyamasundara Prabhu was once traveling with Srila Prabhupada in an airplane, and they brought the movie on the screen. So Shyamasundara Prabhu, he thought, this is Maya, so let me go to sleep. And then after some time, he woke up and he saw, this is a Charlie Chaplin movie. And then he looked over to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada was laughing and laughing and laughing and crying tears. He was laughing so hard. So he was a little puzzled, but Srila Prabhupada appreciated the enthusiasm of Charlie Chaplin and his performance, his acting. Because one time there was a ballroom dance, and Charlie Chaplin, he had ripped his coat in the back. So it was not the custom, it was not the fashion. But he just started dancing very enthusiastically. And all of a sudden, everybody's attention was on him. And all the other competitors, the contestants, they also started ripping their coats. And they also started dancing very enthusiastically. So they all started copying him. So he was very enthusiastic. And he won the contest. So, does that mean that Charlie Chaplin movies are bona fide? No, not necessarily. But Srila Prabhupada appreciated the enthusiasm and the humor of Charlie Chaplin. And just a little side note to this. There was a devotee who went to the house of Charlie Chaplin. He lived in Vevey on the Lake of Geneva when he retired, when he was a very old man. And he gave a Bhagavad Gita to his wife. And a few years later, another devotee went by door to door, and he met Charlie Chaplin's wife, who then was a widow. And she said that in his last months, Charlie Chaplin was sitting out in the garden by the lake in his rocking chair and reading Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. And she said that this was the book he was most fond of in his last days. So Prabhupada liked Charlie Chaplin, and Charlie Chaplin liked Prabhupada. The point is enthusiasm. How to gain enthusiasm for the performance of our devotional service? By association. Just like you come into kirtan and you feel a little grumpy, a little down. Have you ever felt like that? Or is it just me? But then you see some people are dancing enthusiastically. And you feel, okay, why not? Let me also try. And initially it's a little artificial because you're still covered by the modes. But as you associate with devotees who are enthusiastic, it rubs off on you and you also become enthusiastic. That is the wonderful quality of Vaishnava Sangha. But if we are separatists, meaning if we're keeping ourselves separate, then there is no chance of becoming infected with the enthusiasm and this utsaha spirit of the devotees. Huh? Now we may just keep ourselves a little separate. We think, you know, I'm special, I'm distinct. And thus we create a faction. And once you have a faction, then that is a fraction. Then that is only a part of the whole. But Sankirtan, Samyak Kirtan, means congregational chanting. It means the complete chanting. Not that there is many factions, that there is many little splinter groups. No. It means the complete, the combined effort of all the devotees. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in that kind of kirtan. And he manifests his magnanimity and his benevolent, his merciful mood in the association of the Vaishnavas. So here in these verses, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he is giving us very, very succinct, very important instructions. And he's saying that unless one worships Mahaprabhu, one can never be liberated. Just like Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami in his home, even though they're Vaishnavas, there was a problem. His brother only had faith in Lord Chaitanya, but not in Lord Nityananda. And thus, one night, he had a dream, a vision, and his worshipful Lord gave him instruction to go to Vrindavan, and before the night was over, even though he was very old, he left his home and he went to Vrindavan. I had a former godbrother of mine, he's a very intelligent fellow, Indian chap, very talented, did great things. But sometimes intelligence can go into over-intelligence. And because of not taking proper guidance, he started to become very innovative. He was very talented, very creative, coming up with so many new ways of how to publish books and how to distribute books. And he was really a genius in his field. But because of this great ingenuity, he felt himself to be something unique and something better than others. So it was very hard for him to take guidance, to request others to give him guidance. Because if you don't feel that there is any peers or there is any superiors, there is only juniors, then it's hard to listen to juniors. So we should ask ourselves, okay, who are my friends? Who are my peers? And if you come to the conclusion that I have no peers and all my friends are on Facebook, then you're in a dangerous situation. So, and at one point, he decided to create his own movement. And they're chanting rounds of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Sri Ghor Bhaktavrinda. And even though, as the previous verse stated, this mantra is very powerful, but because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked us to chant Hare Krishna, and he was chanting Hare Krishna, it is a concoction. And thus, one cannot achieve the mercy of Radha and Krishna by concocting, by separating oneself from the instructions. So to be always open for guidance is the spirit, is the mood of the Goswamis. And we can see that, how each and every one of the Goswamis was taking guidance. Sanatan was the eldest. He was the guru. But they were all taking guidance. So, just like today's Rukmini Dvadasi, which is the Transcendental Appearance Day of Srimati Rukmini Devi. So Rukmini Devi, she had heard from bona fide sources, from Narada Muni, she had heard about Lord Krishna. She had heard about that most supremely beautiful and powerful and exquisite, the topmost of all beings. And simply because of hearing with faith from a bona fide source, she gave her heart, she gave her life to Krishna. And she decided that I will not marry anyone else but Krishna. So if we hear with faith, Shushu Shro Sharadadhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatsevayo Vipro Punya Tirtani Sevana, if we hear with faith from a bona fide source and we follow the teachings, the instructions, we can achieve the perfection. So this ISKCON movement is running on Ananda, on spiritual potency that is disseminating through the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Harernama, Harernama, Harernama eva kevalam, kalonastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva, gati ranyataha. I was in Udupi, South India, taking Ayurvedic treatment, and I was discussing with my doctor how nowadays doctors are not very qualified, and he admitted, yes, it is a fact. And that medicines are not very potent, and he said, yes, it is a fact. And that people have so many bad qualities and tendencies, and he said, yes, it is a fact. But then he told me, but there is one very good quality. And I said, what is that? And he said, simply by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you can achieve the supreme perfection. And I said, doctor, are you a Hare Krishna? And he said, yes, of course. Because in Udupi, everybody's a devotee of Krishna. Because Krishna is the Ishtadev, the worshipful Lord of all the inhabitants. And even though people are leading busy lives, they all want to have at least once a day darshan of Krishna. Even they don't have time to go inside the temple, they go outside to the temple and there is, opposite the deity, there's a little hole in the wall. So they take off their shoes and they take darshan and they offer their pranams and then they go back to work. So people are very dedicated, very focused. So once I asked my spiritual master in Mayapur, how can I serve you? How can I please you? And he said, by strict sadhana, exemplary character, enthusiasm, by being enthusiastic, and by always striving for unity, you can please me. So these things are very powerful, they're very potent, because they're part of our tradition. We can see in the example of the lives of the Goswamis, how they were exemplifying these qualities to the topmost degree. Here Srila Prabhupada says that we should always follow the example and the instructions of the six Goswamis. Otherwise, we cannot become devotees of Radha and Krishna, and we cannot achieve the result of our endeavors, of our process. Hare Krishna. Any questions?